How long have I known my gran? Well, all my life. And that is getting to be a longer and longer time. It's really, really weird that you can know somebody for such a long time and they can still, like, drop these awesome bombshell stories. We're watching the South Pacific on television, and one of the main actors, God, I can't remember his name, Rossetti something or other, big Italian actor anyway. She goes, oh, I met him. What? He's like a megastar, isn't he? As far as Italian actors go. Well, yeah, in his time, I met him in Como. Friend of a friend. Friend of a friend. Who was your friend? Alida Valli. Alida Valli. Check it out on Google. She's in over 100 films, I think, including The Third Man. I think she was either in Hitchcock films or she turned down some Hitchcock films. But apparently they used to go to this park a lot together, as she was an aspiring actress at the time, Alida Valli, and do these grand performances on these stone benches. And my grandmother said, yeah, and I'd have to clap. And, you know, occasionally I'd whistle and support her friend. And then before you know it, she became discovered, and then she kept in touch. And my gran says, yeah, I had loads of photographs, autographed photographs I'd give to my friends. Hang on a second, the dog who I'm walking in the park at the moment has gone astray. Come here, this way, hey. But my sister stole all those. We've got Auntie Louisa in Italy. This way. And these stories, which I should have heard ages ago, because we've watched loads of Italian films together. I used to think my gran was a fan of Sophia Loren, but not really. More, she says Sophia Loren's a bit of a, what did she say? I don't know, but it was quite derogatory in Italian. I think she thinks she's a bit of a hussy. So there's these stories that crop out, and I guess when you get to be 85 years old, you're going to have a lot of stories that you haven't told people. So I probably shouldn't be as surprised as I am, but it's just great. We should speak to our elders much more than we do. And it was only because the television was on and she just happened to say something and I was listening intently, I would have missed it. And then there's all these great stories just coming out. So it's fantastic. She's just watching a television the size of her bed that we bought for Christmas because her eyes are going and the television's over the other side of the room, and it's nice for it to be able to see the picture. Come here. Heel. We're in a park in Hinckley, and she seems to think that we're running around farmland again. I probably should have her on the lead, but there's nobody around hardly. And yeah, so she's had a telly the size of a bed and a Panettone the size of my head, which some will know can be big sometimes. and a cardigan that she absolutely adores. We get here today because this is technically kind of the Italian Christmas Eve. So we always celebrate Christmas Eve with my grandmother as Christmas. And she's got kind of the flu from a flu jab. So she's not very well at all, but she's laughing and smiling. And I'd never be like that. She's such a trooper. She's such a soldier when it comes to illness. I arrive and there is a mountain of mince pies. Here is someone I'm worrying about being able to fend for herself, and she's been baking mince pies for the past 2 days, it seems. I don't know who she's expecting, some military task force passing through or something, because there's enough mince pies to keep a lot of people going for a long time. I've had a little bit of a chip into them, but we will be cooking for her today, and in good Italian style, traditional fish, which I bought last night at midnight, a sea bass, fillets of, and then risotto. So risotto and sea bass is our Christmas dinner here. Different Christmas dinner tomorrow, of course, but we're getting looked after tomorrow. All good. Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a good one.